Good evening, everybody. I'd like to welcome everybody to the Committee of the Whole meeting of Walton Hills, Tuesday, November 12th at 7 p.m. First order of business is, second order is roll call.
Councilwoman Allen?
Yes.
Brenner Miller?
Yes.
Councilman Linville?
Present.
Councilwoman Terlaski?
Here.
Councilman Spitznagle?
Here.
Nielsen?
Here.
Law Director Montello?
Here.
Mayor Colgraf?
Here. All of council present, along with our Law Director John Montello and our Tax Administrator Angela Revere. Anybody have council comments? Or persons before business? Persons having business before council. Come on up, Diane. No, not, you don't. Yeah, we just do that in council.
Diane Canzoni, 18817 Alexander Road. I just wanted to take a moment to thank all the residents that supported me in this election. It was really exciting, but it was the 5 months went by really fast. And it was really great to meet people, to learn more about the residents, the generations of the families that are here, just certain things about their property even that I never knew was something exciting and new also. So even though I didn't win, it was definitely an experience. And I want to thank the people that supported me. Thank you.
Any other residents? Go ahead, Bill.
Bill D. 17077 St. Egbert Road. I wish you'd introduce us to the new young lady up here.
Oh, I'm actually not new. I've been here a little over 2 years. I'm your tax administrator. I started out doing just accounting and some tax with Vic Nagallo, and when Vic retired, I took over as tax administrator.
All right. And Angela has filled in at council meetings and our COW meetings. Bill. Yeah, no, you were probably here. But and I've had her at Meet the Mayors and in the breakfast. So she works in the office along with the other staff. So and do your taxes. You probably haven't paid your taxes, otherwise you'd be dealing with Angela.
I'm gonna guess he's retired.
Yeah, he is retired.
Commissioner?
Yes.
I just wanted to say that Angela's here because Katie has another obligation tonight that she notified us of a week ago. So that's why Angela's
coming
in.
Right. Yes. The obligation is her job in Parma Heights, mm-hmm. filling in there. That's her obligation. Thank you. Any other persons having business before council? Right?
Good evening, everyone. I'm bringing the meeting 19346 Rochelle Drive. I thought I was talked out after the last, I lost track of months. I had said 5 months, I don't know what it was. But I also want to express this to the community my thanks and appreciation for all of the conversations over the last whatever months it was. It was a very rewarding experience. My life has been enriched and forever changed because of the residents in Walton Hills. Long before each vote was cast, whether it was talking in a garage while sorting out and stacking up boxes, or sitting at in the back table over a fire in the early fall, I really got an education of the quality of the residents of Walton Hill and the diverse amount of talent and skill. And not only just the talent and skill, but the overall interest of the residents that want to be engaged and in part of our village going forward. So I certainly want to thank everyone for the support, and I'm just ready to serve. Thank you.
Thank you. Congratulations. Thank you. Congratulations. I'll just make a quick comment. As we know, we're waiting for the final outcome on the other seat. We are talking about having the swearing in the same day we normally have, which would be January 1st at 1 o'clock. We're probably, whether we have an event center or in our community room, we haven't made that or talked about that yet. But I know me and Ray have talked about a time, because he has family coming in from out of town and stuff. So we try to accommodate everybody because it is for the elective officials. It's kind of their day. So, but a tentative, just to kind of give you a heads up, tentatively it's 1 o'clock on January 1st. But we'll have it in the journal and probably in the aisle and stuff too. And but just kind of give you a heads up, so hopefully everybody can be there and congratulate everybody. So, okay. Anybody else? Any other persons having business before council? Any council comments?
Mr. Mayor?
Yes, go ahead, Gloria.
I have some information news.
Okay.
Tomorrow morning is the mornings with the mayor from 9 to 11. November 20th, this trip to the Westside Market. November 25th is senior lunch. November 25th also is the book club in the evening. December 1st is our tree lighting. December 2nd is the gift drop of the Santa delivery. And December 7th is Santa delivery.
Okay. Me and Carol are just thinking about that, right, Carol? The big day. Okay. Any other council?
Mayor.
Go ahead, Brian.
I'd just like to acknowledge this morning we have an old sick dog and he woke me up about 3:30 or so and he had to go out, so I put him out and I ended up just going to the couch and I was up basically. But that leads me into what I really want to say is a big thank you to the really the bones of this operation. That's our service department, because that truck was going around Steinhurst Drive. I don't know how many times I heard that truck drive by. So they're out there doing it. And they do a bang-up job. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Rob.
It's always nice feeling hearing those trucks go. I know they're out there doing their job, but it's snowing again.
Yeah, any other council comments?
Yeah, Mr. Mayor.
Yeah, go ahead, Frank.
I'd just like to say about the Veterans Day ceremony that we had. I thought it was fantastic. Leah Yurchek got up and spoke, and she did just a terrific job. She's 9 years in the Air Force, and I'd like to commend you and putting on. And Rob, that was a good idea, setting up everything in between the buildings, not down the.
It was kind of breezy.
Yeah, it worked out. It worked out well, but I'd just like to do thank you for that.
Yeah, just on that note, I know Fred grabbed Leah election day, and she was in her fatigues, and she's a resident. She grew up in the village, and like Fred said, 9 years in the Air Force, and he asked her how would she like to be our guest speaker, because our other guest speaker had some medical problems, and she jumped right in there, and she did a great job. She really did a great job, and Rainey Austin did a great job singing, but Leah was special. You know, we got some wonderful young adults in the village. She's one of them. So she looked great in her dress blues, too. And we're going to put her little bio in the journal. That's something we talked about afterwards, that when we get a guest speaker, maybe put them in the journal with her bio and her picture, because a lot of the residents can't make it to the ceremony. And you know, a lot of people don't get to see who was our guest speaker and stuff. So we thought we'd put Lee in there, start with her, and put her in there. She gave us a nice bio about herself and a nice picture. So any other council comments or all good? Well, now the dry stuff. Well, we do have on the agenda the 2020 budget. It's very preliminary. We just got it just this afternoon, but we did want to start on it. So Angela's just going to kind of go through it. I know Rob and Carol are here if they wanted to comment on anything. But just so you know, this is just really to get it out in front of you. You know, we'll just kind of go through it. It's in front of you. We'll of course, hit the next two COW meetings with it. If we need to have any other special meetings, we'd like to get it passed without having to get it passed maybe before the end of the year. We can have other meetings. So it's really just real preliminary. We'll just kind of start off with it, just so you know. No one's looked at it till we got it about 1:30, 2 o'clock today. So it's really, which is okay. You know, we wanted to start somewhere. So this is where we're at. So I don't know, Angela, you want to just kind of go through it? We'll start with the general fund and we'll go from there. Then if we can, you know, jump into the departments. I don't know if Carol or Rob have anything to comment on or anything, but if not, or if you have any questions for them, they are here. I think when we do get to recreation, I'll just make a comment. I was going to save it for the, I haven't even talked to Carol about it, but I'll just kind of throw it out. Or maybe I won't, because I did tell the resident that I would tell him when we talk about it. So maybe I'll hold off on that. That wouldn't be fair. Okay, so go ahead, Angela. We'll let you kind of walk us through it.
Okay, we are, you know, budgeting pretty steadily with what we've been taking in this year. So municipal electric tax is money that we get for CEI substations, and so we're going to budget that at $40,000 for the year. Income tax should be pretty steady and on track with what we've got coming in this year, so $2,800,000 for that. That's for withholding taxes, mind you, so anything could change. If we get someone in the Ford plant, that would be wonderful. Individual income tax collections, $250,000, and net profit taxes from businesses, $680,000, all on target for where we're at this year, which right now currently we're up about 8.6% over last year at this time, so that's good. Still want to stay up.
That's net profit? I'm sorry.
Net profit's the
$680,000. Up 6.8.
Everything's up in general. It's a whole total, including the JED. We're up 8.6%. All right, so liquor permits and fees that we get from the state of Ohio, $1,000, so that's a conservative estimate. We've also got some other permits in there, $21,000 roughly, and then we've got for special assessments in the taxes, $584,964.33. Grants and aid that we get. Gives us some grant money each year. We never know how much is going to come in, so we'll be conservative on that at $10,000. And then we've got just some basic concessions and events, Parker program, things going through Carol's line items. So concessions for the park, $200. Parker program, $2,000. That's continued to be successful. $100 in our special events. Our Parker program entry fees, $20,000. Trips for next year, $1,500. Special events, $3,500. Transportation, $3,500. And then senior services, $2,000. Okay. Any questions so far for the council?
I have.
Yeah, absolutely.
On this slide, Carol's here somewhere, right?
She was. She snuck out on us.
Senior services, 2019 actual is 2786.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed the budget for 19 is 2000. We just took it down to 2020 is
our Carol left. She did. Oh, there she is.
And I think, Brian, because they...
We're going back kind of to 17 just to stay on the conservative side of some things. We may not take in as much income on that side of it,
okay.
Just depending
on...
Yeah.
Why should just... Then if there's a reason, or a plan that...
We can ask her.
What was the question?
Senior services budget, we dropped back to like 2017 number of $2,000, and we had $2,700 in this year so far for income. So Brian was just asking if we had any particular rhyme or reason.
No, that's not a big deal.
It just stayed conservative. Okay, so charges for dispatch are pretty much what we're currently at for, you know, for the years. You're going to see no number yet for this year because we're still waiting on that per the contract. But correct. If contract comes through, revenues for next year, $141,000. $3,000 on police services, and that's very conservative. Right now, police cars have been asked to be at several businesses, so we've been actually bringing in a lot more than usual, but you don't want to bank on that each year. So $3,000 is a conservative estimate for that. Advertising, also $3,000. Admin fees for building department, $2,000. Charges for the finance department for services, $24,000. Banquet hall rental, $50,000. And then we've got for the park rental, $2,000. Baseball fields, $1,000. Any questions there before I go down to some of our court stuff? No? Okay. No. All right, so for court costs, $65,000. That's conservative, going back to that 17 number. Fines at $5,000 for auxiliary fines, and then $100,000 for regular fines, kind of right on par for this year. And then we've got $2,000 in other fines and forfeitures, and restitution $500. So traffic camera, we're going very conservative. We don't know what will happen with legislation, so $250,000. $5,000 on permits, that'll be residential. $200 on the part that we pay to the state, and then commercial $300 that we pay to the state, and $3,000 for our permit income. Inspections $75, zoning $2,400, and zoning for commercial use $5,000.
Okay. Remember, we're gonna go over it. This is just kind of a very
cable franchise
in front of you.
Cable franchise fees we get from Time Warner / Spectrum, and $35,000 is our estimate for that. We'll be probably getting one more payment in for this year, so that'll be right on par. And then we've got other permits, $15,000. So interest to capital, $5,000. And another $5,000 in vehicle release, which is when we tow the cars, and the police officers get $25 per car for that. So any questions about the general fund? All right. Gasoline excise tax that we get from the state, $197,000. Licenses, which is a permissive tax that we get on when you go to register your car, $54,000. And then transfers in from our general fund, $540,000. From the state highway portion of that same gasoline tax, $5,054. And same thing on the vehicle registrations for the state highway portion, $6,000. And then we've got other fines and forfeitures, $100. And contributions and donations, other court fines, $1,000, I'm sorry, for each of those. All right, and then state shared taxes and permits on motor vehicle, $25,000. Police pension fund is going to be right on par with this year, $87,000. And then our transfers in for that, $75,000. We haven't done yet this year's transfer yet. Okay, we've got budgeted at a transfer in for water meter repair fund of $11,300. Sale of our note, $1,200,000. So each year at this time we sell our note and purchase a new one. Transfer in from the note, $360,000. And then all the way down to capital. Court fines for safety vehicle, $20,000 roughly. And we've got some miscellaneous non-operating funds that come in, and that's $76,000. And again, transfers in from interest on our note, $150,000. Veterans Memorial bricks, 100. Recycling money from our bins in the back, $341. And then we go down to our building bond, and these are refundable deposits for when people are building. So that's $37,500. And then for our JED income tax withholding, $800,000. So that's the revenue side of it. Any questions?
Any questions from the residents on any of that? Council? Okay.
All right, to the expenditure side. So police salaries, $885,638. That is on par with 2017. We haven't finished paying out this year yet. It should be on par with this year as well. Police overtime, $15,000. Dispatch salary for full-time dispatchers, $195,840. Their overtime, $5,000.
I just kind of want to make a point here. In the chief's done a good job of reducing and some of the scheduling with the longer shifts, mm-hmm. 12-hour shifts. In 2017, we actually had actual 41,000, almost 42,000 in overtime. And so far this year, we're at about 12,000. So the chief's done a good job with managing his staff and controlling the overtime. So I just wanted to make that point.
Police salaries part-time, $142,100. Our auxiliaries, $16,984. Dispatch salaries for part-time dispatchers, $115,000. Longevity into the police accounts, $18,600. Employee uniform allowance for dispatch, $6,750. Ohio Public Employee Retirement System for police, $14,210. And for dispatch, $31,084. The Medicare for police, $15,148, and for dispatch, $4,507. And then we've got hospitalization for police, $100,000. For dispatch, $32,000. Life insurance for police, $4,500. For dispatch, $800. Our workers' comp, we're budgeting $8,000. We were fortunate enough to get a true-up rebate recently, so in our newest report 52, some of our workers' comp numbers have gone now backward because we got a nice chunk of change back for no accidents. Also, workers' comp for dispatch, $3,000.
And that's another, not the thing, but that's another credit to the department heads and their employees of injury-free. And so that's something that our staff does a good job. They do a good job of doing things right and are mindful of that. So just go ahead.
Travel and transportation for police, $500. Lodging and meals, $1,000. Uniform and clothing allowance for police officers, full-time and part-time, $12,100. Telephones and pagers, $4,400. Printing and copiers, $2,400. Training services, $2,000. Professional and technical services, $6,000. Dues and fees, $1,000. Machinery, equipment, and furniture, $45,000, which will seem like a large number, but again, it's a draft and we've got wish lists. Contractual services, $6,000. Office supplies and materials, $3,000. Operating supplies and materials, $15,000. And fuel for the vehicles, $30,000. Repair of machinery and equipment in the police department, $5,000. Repair and maintenance of motor vehicles, $15,000. Small tools, minor equipment, $1,000. And supplies and materials for prisoners, $5,000. And lastly, computers and supplies for them, $10,000. So they just got some new equipment this year. We were able to take that number back a little bit. Any questions for that portion?
Angela?
Yes.
About a third of the way down, mm-hmm. line item 0202, sick leave police. It's zero, but it's always budgeted at zero, and as it's used, it
comes up.
Absolutely.
So far, it's $12,739, where in 19 budget is zero. So that number can, that will increase as the year goes along, 2020.
Yes, absolutely. Any other questions?
Any questions from the residents? No.
Okay, our fire contract, $579,863. Contractual services for those accounts, $3,500. And professional and technical, $10,043. To the Board of Health, $10,811. And then we're going to move on to recreation.
And this ought to be all night.
I can go just department if you want.
Just teasing Carol.
Carol might want to know what's in here. Salaries for recreation department, $62,000. Seasonal salaries, $36,000. Transportation salaries, $15,000. And their social security at $11,300. Their workers' comp, $1,638. Oh, that's their Medicare, sorry. Workers' comp, $1,200. Travel and transportation, $200. Lodging and meals, $1,000. Training, $100. And professional and technical services, $2,000. Trips, $3,000. Special events, $13,000. Garage sale expenditures, $1,200. Parker program, $10,000. Baseball, $7,000. And community day, you'll notice, is budgeted back in here at $25,000. Dues and fees, $500. Contractual services, $18,000. Operating supplies and materials, $2,000. Operating supplies for the concession stands, $2,000. Senior services, $6,500. Fuel, $4,000. Operating supplies and materials for the park, $15,000. Land and buildings, $5,000. And repair and maintenance of motor vehicles, $2,500. Any questions about that section? That would include the wish list of some new equipment.
Okay.
Yeah.
Playground equipment?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Thank you.
Sure thing. All right, building department, salaries, $14,000. Ohio Public Employee Retirement System, $1,400, and Medicare, $203. Then we're moving on to workers' compensation, $200. Professional and technical services, $25,000. Dues and fees, $600. Office supplies and materials, $500. Computers and supplies, $500. And operating supplies, $500. For engineering, salary at $20,500. Ohio Public Employee Retirement System for that, $2,050. Medicare, $297. Workers' comp, $188. Any questions before we go on to utilities? All right, electricity, $75,000. Natural gas, $22,000. Water and sewage, $6,000. And water and sewage again, so some of that's usually sewer, some just water, $1,000. And then we've got garbage and trash removal, $150,000. On par for the last 2 years. Telephones at $24,000. And other communications at $22,000. Any questions?
Any questions from the residents so far? Council?
All right. Service department, salaries, $59,986. Overtime, $5,000. Seasonal, $16,000. Ohio Public Employee Retirement System, $7,600. Medicare, $1,102. Hospitalization, $30,000. Life insurance, $265,000. Workers' compensation, $668. Uniform and clothing allowance for service department, $4,437. Professional and technical services, $4,450.
So,
yep, go ahead.
I have a question.
Yeah.
The seasonal,
wish list for two seasonal employees? We've not had, so that's pending discussion if we might have two seasonal employees.
We haven't had it for, we had it years ago. We haven't had it for a while yet.
We just haven't had it on the list, that's all.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, that's,
no,
that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody
want me
to talk?
Yeah, go ahead.
We haven't had it. In 2007, we actually had 14 seasonal employees.
Huh?
And I'm requesting two.
No problem.
I'm just saying. So, yes, that.
Well, that's a good thing. That's what I said. It just hasn't been on the list here in years, so. Okay, thank you.
All right, operating supplies and materials, $5,545. Repairs and maintenance of building and land, $58,728. And repairs of machinery and equipment, $321. Small tools and supplies, $181. And repair and maintenance of sanitary sewers, $2,098. Mayor's salary, $33,980.74. I would say that might be adjusted. Ohio Public Employee Retirement for the mayor, $4,256. Medicare, $492. Life insurance, $135. And workers' comp, $384.
I don't receive any of those.
You don't. The government does.
Oh, I got you.
Dues, yeah.
For life insurance?
You do have life insurance, yes.
Oh,
everybody here
that.
Has life insurance. Mm. You don't take the medical, but he's...
The mayor doesn't take
the medical, but the mayor... Everybody's got life insurance.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't know that.
Yes, absolutely.
Tell Marion.
Yeah, nobody nobody tell Marion. I won't tell you how much.
another reason.
We'll not say how much.
She always says she's fluffing the pillow, but that might not be true, huh?
I tell my husband all the time, it's not that much, so it's not worth it. Dues and fees, $1,034. And then for council, salaries, $49,774. Their public employee retirements, $6,220. Medicare, $721. Workers' comp, $426. Any questions before we...
How's that number correct?
How's what number correct?
$49,000.
For council?
Council salaries.
I did not put it together, but we can see if it's correct.
Yeah, there's something. That's what I intended. If you notice, there's a
the mayor's looks a little off to me, too.
Salary's off.
So there's, we know that. That's
the note that we got with the budget said that some of those numbers for 20 are just what the numbers are so far in 19.
Okay, so yeah. So
they have to plug in to they have a number there.
Gotcha. That's why it's...
Yeah.
A little more.
Yeah, it's... Something in my eye.
Okay, Mayor's Court. Our legal counsel and prosecutor, $23,000. The magistrate, $11,700. And salary for Mayor's Court clerk, $43,068. PERS for that, $7,776. Medicare, $1,127. And hospitalization, $20,000. Workers' comp, $600. And that's it for that one. Nope, she does have office supplies, sorry. Office supplies and materials, She's got professional technical services, $600, dues and fees, $50, and her office supplies and materials at $3,000. Our boards and commissions, we've got planning, compensation for planning at $1,890, compensation for zoning, $3,150. Their contribution to PERS, $264. That's for planning and for zoning, $600. Medicare for planning, $30. Medicare for zoning, $50. Workers' comp, same thing, $50 for planning, $30 for zoning. All right, so Uniform Accounting Network fees, that's our accounting system, $4,500. And then our law solicitor, $60,000 for salary. Contribution to PERS, $6,000. Medicare, $870. Workers' compensation, $500. And then our professional and technical services, $25,000. Any questions before we move on to income tax? Okay. So other technical services software for the tax software, $3,000. Tax refunds, $60,000. And then onto finance, salaries, $122,000. Part-time salaries, $25,000. Our contribution to PERS, $14,700. And our Medicare, $2,566. Hospitalization, $35,000. Life insurance, $650. Life insurance for our retirees, $2,400. Workers' comp, $2,500. Meals and lodging, $500. Postage, $3,000. Postage machine rental, $695. And our printing, $2,500. Election expenses, $13,000. Training, $500. Professional and technical services, $150,000. Insurance and bonding, $55,000. Dues and fees, $9,000. Machinery, equipment, and furniture, $5,000. Contractual services, $15,600. Office supplies and materials, $4,000. Operating supplies and materials, $4,000. And payment to the county treasurer, $15,000. Yes. That I will have to find out for you. I'm assuming since we had an election year, there's going to be some things we need to pay out because we haven't had to pay anything out the last two. So I will find out for you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I will definitely do that. Mm-hmm.
Angela?
Yes.
Does professional technical services,
yes,
does that cover?
So this covers if we need to use, like if we've got, you know, people coming into like 360 Transcription, who does our minutes from here. We've got some other companies that we have to use routinely for things. So it would cover that type of expense. And in the past, you know, like we would need to call on someone outside for any kind of advice for anything that would fall under there as well. Great Lakes Telecom for something could fall under there if they need to come and do repairs or, you know, fix our system here, those kinds of things.
Is that new HR outfit?
That will also come out of that, correct. Okay. That will come out of that line item. Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, any other questions before we go to capital transfers? These capital transfers are from our note. So transfers out of our OP&F for the Ohio Police and Fire, $75,000. From the SCRM, transfer out, $540,000. We haven't done those yet for this year. Water meter repair, $510,000. And advances out, $11,300. All right. Salaries for the SCMR fund. $393,820. Overtime, $25,000. Contribution to PERS, $39,382. Medicare, $5,710. Hospitalization, $70,000. Life insurance, $1,200. Workers' compensation, $4,000. Uniform and clothing allowance to the employees in this fund, $3,000. Professional and technical services, $10,000. Dues and fees, $600. Operating supplies and materials, $45,000. And fuel, $25,000. Repair and maintenance of buildings and land, $10,000. Repair and maintenance of machinery and equipment, $20,000. Repair and maintenance of motor vehicles, $30,000. Materials such as salt, cold patch, and gravel, $150,000. And then a little more specifically for salt, we've got in there for the Street Highway Fund, $15,000. Any questions before we go to Law Enforcement Trust? Professional services for the Law Enforcement Trust Fund, $3,000. Police Pension Fund, $160,000. Property tax collection fees that are attributed to that, $2,000. Water meter and repair fund, $11,300 for utility distribution systems. And then down to Mayor's Court Computer Fund, we've got $3,000 in computer and supplies. Okay, moving on to Dunham Road Water Main Rehab, $45,000. Interest, $29,900. And our debt service, which is our note, $1,495,000. Any questions there before we go to capital improvements?
Any questions for anybody?
Other professional services for capital improvements, $160,000. Machinery and equipment, $180,000. Motor vehicles, $75,000. Motor vehicles for police, $60,000. $75,000 for the road department, the service department. Any questions? Those are wish list items. So.
Those are two pickup trucks. Is that what those are? $75,000.
Rob, did you?
Yes. Yeah.
Two pickups. And a new dump.
Yeah.
And machinery and equipment was the dump truck. All right, Veterans Memorial Fund, professional services, $110, buildings and structures, $30. And now our building bond fund. We've got nothing going for that. So. All right. So the next page is usually that page that you see in the report 52 that reconciles everything out to what's encumbered. So the budget as presented with wish list items would put us at a deficit of $257,000, which is why it's up for discussion. To go through all that line by line, right?
No. Unless anybody wants us to.
Does anybody want to go through anything else line by line? The rest is kind of summaries of what we've gone over.
It just kind of breaks it out a little more if you want to.
Yeah.
You know, we have Rob here. If you're up to it, I know there's some things you want to talk to me about and stuff, and we haven't had a chance to do that. But is there anything you want to talk about, Rob, with your budget while you're here? And if you want, no, that's fine. It's
no, I okay. Sure. Yeah. I think, yeah, I wanted to meet with the mayor. Before the meeting.
Right, so, right.
You know, and when we were told to put together a list, you know, for proposing the budget, many members already know, council members, I've spoken to you, I think, three years now, where we are with their equipment. I mean, that hasn't changed. We're pulling up leafers with trucks that are 26 years old. 26 years old. And going through some of Dan's paperwork and what was set forth in the past is, you know, the big plow trucks that, you know, we use, they would be replaced. That everything has a term, expiration. They would be replaced every 7 to 10 years. That was the program we were on. Our absolute newest plow truck is 11 years old. And I know timing's not terrific, you know, especially when we look at this last stage, it was, you know, and every department threw in what they feel is best for their department. So I joined the other departments and I threw in what I needed, what I feel that we need. So, I mean, I know timing's not perfect. We do have the new reefer that we got last year, and or this year rather, and it's working great. The pickup trucks that I think we should replace are 18 years old. So the debt that was just paid on the last set of equipment that
like light rolling stock should be replaced, or the pickup should be replaced every 5 years. Our pickups, we got 18 years. The stuff, our newest equipment should already be getting cycled out. Our newest vehicles are, we got a one ton dump in 2014. And like I said last time, we rinse everything down when we use it with salt and everything else. There's a hole routed right through the tailgate. And it's a 2014. So we're doing the best to keep what we can on the road. We've made a lot of repairs to the trucks. We had downtime last year with the plow trucks. And believe it or not, it's the 26-year-old trucks that come out of the garage, and we keep up with it. So in short, Angela have more discussions, but in short, right. That's why I threw it out there. I think we're in the
And that's what we wanted you to do, Rob. Let me ask you this: the $180,000 for the new dump truck that does double duty as a plow truck too.
That is a big plow truck.
That's a single axle plow truck.
Spreader. It's a
yes.
5-ton dump truck.
Is that the one that?
I will do everything in my power.
Is the $180,000, Rob, is that a realistic number? Pretty.
The last proposal I received was last year was 100, like 170. It was
okay.
Under, so it's 170. And that's even like the pickup truck proposal was Ford offering municipal finance. And it said right on the proposal that was 2 years ago that says this, you know, these prices go up $1,500 after the first 3 years of that meet. So I know all these prices keep going up.
Right.
I think they're pretty realistic. And I guess why we'll throw one more thing out. I don't have any of my paperwork with me. Between 16 and 17, the service department has asked the best we could do to reduce our budget. We reduced it 12% from 16 to 17. 17 to 18, we reduced it 18%. We've reduced, if you go historically, we reduced in the last 30%. Now, where I feel a squeeze on that is, as we know, we don't have any funding capabilities for road programs, but there's also, we used to utilize that money for working in the right-of-ways. Residents that have a big event catch basin in the right-of-way or something that's not draining properly, and they reach out to us. So we have one line item in here that I've been shuffling this work to. We worked on Tulip Lane this year, ended up having to replace residents apron. We worked on Sagamore Road, replaced a bunch of drainage there. I shuttle all of that over into repairs and maintenance of buildings and land. That budget for 19 was $75,000. And I know this is all preliminary, but it's reflected as $58,000 going forward. So when we talk about that, I already know of projects, swales that need to be reconstructed, and stuff that is our responsibility in the right of way. We need money to perform those things. And actually, when we cut the 18% out a couple years ago, Dan Stuckey actually said that 18% came from us cutting trees in the right of way that people find dangerous, repairing things. So that's where we're feeling the strain right now. We can't complete everything. So that's where we're at. And I think that's the service department in a nutshell, unless anybody has any questions.
No, that's very good, Rob. That's what we want to hear. If you had to increase that, what would you, do you have a number for that, or is that, Well, you don't have to say anything. There's something to think about.
I didn't put a number to it yet, and...
That's okay. Think about it, and we'd rather have a number that is a good number, you know. Think about your repair. If you know it offhand now,
well,
Tom?
Well, I mean, I have a handful of, you know, we have a list. We have an ongoing list.
Right.
I have a handful of residents that are on the list that need certain things done in right away. I need to put numbers to it.
Okay.
And then... I guess additionally, it shows it a 1.5% increase for salaries, and I just wanted to say that while others, the police, because it's contractual, received a 1.5% yearly, we haven't had a raise in the service department in a few years. So on my wish list, I asked for more than 1.5% for service personnel.
Go ahead, Brian.
In the capital improvement fund, we have $160,000 for professional services. Is that, who is that going to? Is that going to engineering?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Go ahead.
Our numbers actually for 2019, they're actual as of now.
Yes, I would imagine that Katie pulled them, like we closed them out the other day, so they're probably pretty accurate.
Are there any big ticket revenue items that we're expecting that's going to make our, right now, find my page here. What's the projected $802,527.02 actual
in black? Unencumbered balance, you're saying?
Well, for 2019 actual revenues over expenses.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Is $802,000. Are we expecting any other relatively big ticket items to come in that would project that? Significantly more, you know, $100,000 or $200,000 more.
I don't think in that much. We've gone out for grants for Alexander Road repair. A large portion of that's come in. There'll be a little bit more that comes in for that. But unless we get an influx in camera revenue right now, the tax revenue is pretty steady. So based on timing, which I've been pretty good about timing of getting everything in, I don't think that there's going to be a huge leap. The one thing we will maybe see before the end of the year will be our dispatch services money that we have not collected yet from Oakwood.
Yeah. Right.
So that would be about
$140,000. Sometimes I wish we went by a fiscal year as opposed to, you know,
a calendar year. Yeah.
I'm trying to reconcile $802,000 to the good this year, $257,000 to the bad next year.
That's with a lot of wish list items in there, so obviously there's room for play.
Did you want to come up,
Carol's
Carol?
Got some spectacular revenue.
No, good,
she's
Carol.
Tell
that's
about. I know.
No, that's, hey, that's, tell us how you feel.
Okay, tell us how you feel.
No,
okay, so just...
We can handle it.
I know you can. I did request for some help with TGM. Some of our equipment is
breaking, and that becomes a hazard. And, you know, we're talking about kids, the slides and stuff like that. And it's very expensive. It's, I can't even believe how expensive it is. But anyways, that is like a really top priority. Is the park going to be a park for 2020? Is to just revamp it a little bit, upgrade it a little bit, and, you know, make it safe and all that compliant. But I know I got back Community Day, which, yay.
Well, we haven't even really talked about it. So
I think it's just in there. It helped a lot to not have it for a couple years and put that money to help out with the I know it's not tons of money, but you know it's $30,000 that can go to some equipment that is needed, you know, for the betterment of the village and keep people safe, the service guys, our village, you know, clean streets, whatever. I mean, that has to be a priority over one day of fun. So, I don't know if I have my druthers, you know, one day of fun is one day of fun, but that's...
Yeah, no, that's, like I said, this is, we just put everything together, wanted to take a look at it, you know, so we're...
Okay, just saying that that's...
No, we understand. You're okay with it. Right, you didn't put it... It wasn't one of those things. We understand that. That's... Carol, did you get any... We haven't got any... Or Rob, we haven't got any prices on the equipment repairs, have we?
No, well, I started looking into things. I do have a little bit of money that I can save. That Angela was supposed to get back to me, like some money that I have been putting aside from like the egg hunt and different things that's going towards recreation. So I kind of have that little fund of money there and that I may use to pay for some of the equipment. I just don't know how much that is yet, but because I've just been giving it to Angela, you know.
I've been socking it away. I'll get that for you tomorrow.
Okay, and so I do have a little bit of money, and so I will be able to pay for some things, but
okay,
like a slide is, you know, a couple thousand.
Right.
Crazy. But, I mean, how long has that equipment been there?
We know.
Because you helped put it in.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
Yeah, so just stuff doesn't last, unfortunately.
I would tell you probably 12 years, at least, maybe 15 years.
Yeah, I was thinking almost closer to 20.
And it was good stuff. I mean, it's lasted well. It looks good.
Yeah.
Does that include the basketball court being
protected? Oh, that'd be fine. Hopefully that's a wish list. Like, I think we need tons of mulch up there and just some of the slides. And yeah, hopefully if we can, you know, maybe...
I was going to sneak that in to repairs and maintenance of buildings and land, the $75,000 line item that I also use for everything else. So that's I don't have a number to it, but I inspected that this fall, and I mean, to put new in would be way too much. But I think we can do a very good repair, get it striped, clean it up, and it'd be usable and safe.
Well, last I heard from a favorite basketball player of mine was he was a little unsafe on there.
Well,
So that's why I was just curious.
I've been looking at trying to find a grant for that park. And, you know, our Cavs grant failed. We tried that.
Valiant try.
It was a good try.
Yeah, but, you know, and most of these grants fail rather than... And I'll still look, and I've got a couple on my computer that, we can write something, but those are, who knows, that's a shot in the dark.
Not anything that we can
count on. Right, you can't count on them at all, but we can work on them. At least, and if it comes through, it comes through, you know.
But I have all my pictures.
Brian, I do have a line on a possible grant for a company
assistant counsel.
Well, good.
That's why I can give you that info. That might be something that they're willing to.
Yeah.
Especially for the kids.
Yeah, okay. Thank you.
Anything else? Go ahead, Steve.
Does that budget number for Community Day include fireworks?
Does it, Carol? Yes, it does.
What if we whack that out of there?
That's about $6,000.
Yeah, it's not that much.
Dollars. Once we did have a community day without fireworks. Remember that?
Yeah.
No one does.
Yeah.
It wasn't that. It could be done, but it's only $6,000.
Any other questions from council, residents? Do you guys want to dig in more? Are we good? Until we'll have from now until our next COW meeting, give us some time to look at it. I'm sure everybody wrote something. We ask questions and go from there.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes.
What is, or Angela, do you know what the deadline is for passing the budget? February or March or?
Ideally, if we can pass it, the sooner the better. A budget's always a working document, but we need to have it certified by the county. So I can check with Katie on our deadline for sending something over to the county.
We don't really want to ask for it. We usually pass it without asking for it, go into the extension.
Oh, yeah, not the extension, but I know the last couple of years we haven't done it until the following year.
Yeah, beginning
right.
of the year you've done it.
Year.
Yeah, beginning of the year.
But we started in November last year.
What we do at the end of the year is just put in temporary appropriations while we're working in 2 years in the accounting system until everything's voted on and certified.
Right, from what I remember, because we wanted to see what we ended up with.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And if we wouldn't have the budget on here, we wouldn't have a lot on the meeting. So I knew everybody wanted to get started. But it is good. The sooner we start thinking about it and really going through it. Yes?
I want to ask Brad, what was the percentage increase you asked for the employees for the service department? Do you know? 5%.
And I don't, and I know everybody feels this, and I know it doesn't help the employees, because what helps the employees is an increase, because that's how we all pay our bills and survive, and that's why we work hard.
They definitely deserve it.
Right, and I just wanted to say that, so it's not a matter of that we don't recognize it, but I know that only goes so far, too. You got to prove it sometimes, besides just verbally recognizing it. And I know with that said, like Sunday, Rob had and no different than the rec or any of the other employees, they come in and they'll come in on their off days or off hours to help with events like Veterans Day. And then instead of taking overtime, they take another day off, which is a savings to the village. They have the option, but a lot of times, they use comp time and stuff, and we do appreciate that. So they are mindful of our budget and where we're at. So, but that's something I know we talk about every year, and we'll look at it again this year, whether or not we can afford an increase. It's not a matter of whether we want to do it or not. It always comes down to the finances, so. But just want to say that. I'm sure council all feels the same way. We can be done with that. We'll take a look at it. Everybody take a look at it. Have any questions, then we'll ask them. And we'll have it on the agenda for December, for the COW meeting in December. Two COW meetings in December. So All right.
Commissioner?
Yes, go ahead.
Robin wanted to ask you, is that account for, you and I talked about possible some restructuring in the service department, is that accounted for in any way with the salaries?
Not that I'm aware of, again, I just got this. I don't know. I just responded yesterday, and I just...
I understand, but if there's something there too that you need to put in the together, I would, if I could, go ahead.
Just say one more thing. This kind of parlays off of what you were saying about service personnel coming in on days off and maybe just taking comp time. A couple more things I shared with the mayor. One of our employees, we paid for leaf disposal. Okay. One of our employees had a relationship with a local yard here. And we were able to run 50 trucks and dump there for free.
Wow.
That was a net savings to the community of $6,000 just by that employee's relationship. That's one person. Another thing I wanted to throw out that is my responsibility, I consider it my department, I consider it the service department working together. When we deal with zoning issues, the 2019 actual on the revenues, $29,000. 2018 actual, $3,385. I preach to the guys up there and they know we win as a team, we lose as a team. This is everybody working together in that department. This isn't just me. So I know it, service department isn't a revenue maker, but we're doing everything we can from shaking out leaves someplace and six grand.
Right.
So when we ask for the equipment or we ask for the raise, I mean, we're cognizant of, you know, we're doing our best. So
good job. Okay, any other questions or go ahead, Karen.
I was just thinking something. For the sake of the playground equipment, you know, couldn't we, for the grant writers out there, approach Cleveland Clinic or university hospitals, you know, healthy kids, you know, maybe they could help with some of these repairs, and we could put up a little plaque and, you know, start them off early, you know, some kind of advertising steal, but maybe they, you know, give a little bit of money.
No, we can reach out to the local health centers, Metro, Cleveland Clinic, UH. There's no
offer a little bit of advertising somewhere.
The most, it doesn't hurt to ask. We can do that.
Mm-hmm.
Any other questions? Well, we'll move on then. We'll move on to item six. I put a memo in your mailbox that I received from Joe Gelati about the community development block grant, and it pretty much explains it. I'm just going to kind of go through it. It's actually already kind of, you know, we're applying for it. We've applied for it, boy, the last, I think, 3 or 4 years, Joe has said we've never received it, but we're going to continue to apply for it. The money we would receive, as noted in here, can only be, according to the CDBG rules, can only be applied in the industrial area, is the only improvement target area in the village. So, which is a good thing, because we certainly know our industrial area could use the money. So, that's a good place for it to be targeted. So according to their rules, we posted it on the internet. It's posted there. Joe put it in cleveland.com. Next week we will have a meeting before our council meeting, because we have to conduct a public meeting as part of this application process. In the public meeting, we will have a sign-in sheet I'll probably have Joe here if anybody has any questions. We're just applying for a grant for $150,000, but this is part of their protocol you have to follow. And then after that, we'd like to pass a resolution at the, we'll have a special council meeting before the COW meeting to pass a resolution applying for that, and then we have to attach, and he could submit the application with that attached. So just to kind of give you, so if you see a special meeting here and a special meeting there, it's related to this block grant, unless we add other things to the agenda. But those definitely will happen. It's outlined in the memo here that I forwarded to you from Joe, and we're hoping we get it. You just keep applying for these grants, and sometimes you receive them, sometimes you don't, but we're gonna apply for it. So that's really it on that item there on the CDBG application. And so this memo pretty much outlines it too. I don't know if anybody has any questions on that. So, okay. Then we do have other business. I do want to pass out. I did put in everybody's mailbox the CEI property. I do have a letter that I was going, I want to talk about it, but take a look at it. When you're done with these, you can just throw them out or do whatever, because I'm only going to send one. Pass these down.
Ryan, don't throw that out. That's the info on the top for you.
Mm-hmm.
Contact.
Oh, the
address. Oh, there you go. See?
Oh, okay. Thank you.
As you know, I know Jennifer mentioned in one of our meetings that the Metro Parks was interested in acquiring the CEI property, the 88 roughly plus or minus 88 acres that has been for sale for a few years, and they were they're very interested in it. So they're applying for a grant, and they asked us if we would be willing to the mayor actually, but it's the way it's worded, it's not just coming from the mayor, it's coming from the village, because I am the representative for the village, not for myself. And so I wanted to share it with you, and then we can kind of, you see it in front of us. It's just saying we would support them acquiring it. They're going to make it more green space, which we know they do. Metro Parks does a great job with that. And I just want to make you aware that I have a letter here. I would sign it tonight. They need it. I've had it a while. I did want to share it with Tom Jordan and, of course, with you guys just to see how you feel about it. When we had that public meeting there and we had Don Sheehy there when we talked about the property, even though we did the overlay zoning, which is still in place, could be used for other properties too, there's a lot of, out of that 88 acres, there's not a lot that could be developed without a lot of money being spent there. So CEI didn't have a lot of interest. I don't know if they had any interest besides the park system. No one came to the village to ask anything about it. I do know that as far as permitting or anything like that about it. So with that, and I did talk to Mr. Jordan again, that if there was a possibility for development, it would cost millions of dollars for egress, for entry and exit, and he feels that's why there wasn't any movement on it. So all we're doing is, the letter is just saying, you know, we support them in this application for the grant. I mean, they can buy it regardless of anything we say. We're not given no permission to buy it. They can buy it whenever they want. The reason they, from what I understand, they asked for something like this we would lose tax dollars as far as property tax, because the park is wouldn't pay property tax on that property, correct, Angela? Mm-hmm. So right now, we receive, Angela, they had three parcel numbers listed on this map, and the revenue came to about $629 a year we receive in property tax, because the schools and the libraries and the Metro Park receive a good chunk, we all know that. But that, for some reason, it didn't add up to the 88 acres. We'd come up with about 66 acres. But let's say we even figure that we're probably less than $1,000 a year we receive in revenue from that amount of land there. Now, from the substation, that's a different story. We receive, a nice portion from the substation. This is the land that they had for sale. So I think that's important, because we are, supporting them and acquiring it, which means we are giving up that property tax. But I think that, to me, is a small price to pay for that green space there. So I just want to make sure council's in support of me signing the letter. And we talked about it. So I don't know. I know I've talked to Jennifer about it. I know she brought it up in the meeting. This is something not uncommon, very common. Mr. Jordan dealt with it in North Royalton. It's not an uncommon thing for them to ask for a letter of support. So,
you should put it in there. And thank you for your support for our grant application.
right.
But no, I support it. I think it's it would be nice to get income tax revenue from that area, but as you laid it out sufficiently that it's really undevelopable, and the Metro Parks is a good partner to have,
right?
Back there for our residents in that. So yes, I support you signing it.
I support you.
Okay. How's everybody feel? Everybody else feel okay, or any comments?
I feel that it's okay to support them, but my mother always used to say, if you have land, you have everything. And I don't think we should give it up. It might be undevelopable right now, but we don't know the future.
Okay. It's not our land. It's not our land.
Yeah, it's not. I mean, they're probably going to sell it to them anyways. We're just supporting them for to acquire grant money to purchase it. That's what we're supporting. Oh, and I wish we did own it.
Yeah.
Then it would be our revenue. That's what I'm saying. I don't want anybody to be confused. We're not making the decision whether or not they're selling it, whether or not who's buying it. We can't do that. We're just saying what they want us to. It comes down to the tax dollars, us giving up those tax dollars, even though it's not a lot. They want our support there. That's something the Metro Parks. They want to be a good partner with the communities where their property is. So okay. Well, I'm going to sign it, and we'll forward it on to them.
Brian, I think that would be a good time to inquire about grants.
I'll make a phone call if the mayor doesn't mind.
I don't
want to step on
you. You ain't stepping on me.
I'll contact the lady and see where we can go.
Okay. Any questions on that for anybody? Yes, Steve.
I do think once the sale is all clear, you guys should look at doing a proclamation like Jennifer had mentioned before for the tunnel also. He spearheaded the process and got that rolling for getting gold. He
to be able to help the Metro Parks along and hopefully acquire that property. So he's doing the village a good service when he's normally on the other side of it, where he's actually helping industry grow. He's in it for the village that we're going to continue to have these space and stop having, you know, more industry moved into residential areas.
Okay. Thank you, Steve. All right. Any other questions on that? Okay. All right. I do have Mike Hopkins' term ended on Planning Commission, and me and Mike kind of been said he wanted to be back on it, and he was going to give me a letter before our last meeting, and then he said, Don, I want to think about it. I'm going to Florida. I'm doing quite a few things. I said, well, Mike, really think about it. I know we went past my 30 days, okay, appointment. If I don't do it within 30 days, then council can appoint. So me and Mike, I know Fred was with me. We talked to Mike the other day, and he was interested, so I thought tonight I was going to ask for you guys' approval to put Mike back on board, but he's made some commitments and doesn't feel he could be here for all the meetings. And I agree with him that, you know, if he can't make it, then he doesn't want to take a position that he can't fulfill. All right, and he's done a great job being in that position, and he wanted to do the same kind of service, but he's going to be going out of town more in the next couple years. So just with that said, we do have an open position. It's council's appointment, you know. I mean, we can do it together. I don't, you know. But with the way the ordinance reads, it is your guys' decision after the 30 days. So we can talk about it. We can post it, you know, put it in the journal, put it in the aisle, and go from there. That's
sounds like a plan.
Yeah, we can do that. Yeah. So what we normally do, the reason I asked Mike first, I know we always ask the existing person if they've done a good job, if they want to continue. That's been our how we've done it in the past. I know you council talked about term limits. Mike was in his first term, so I know with that said, we talked about, you know, giving him another chance if he was interested.
When
so,
would his term begin, or when would that term begin?
As soon as we find somebody. Yeah, because his term expired. Yeah. Well, yeah, and well, the Planning Commission can operate with one person not there. I mean, we have enough to do what we need to do by law. So that's not a problem. So we can post it in both publications and pick a good person.
So. Would that be a good time then to discuss term limits? We can start with this cycle?
I would say if council's looking at term limits, you want to start somewhere. It'd probably be best to start with who's, you know, let them know so they know coming in. I would think. Okay. Council feels that way. If you want to discuss that, we can put it on the agenda for one of the COW meetings or both, whatever you think. I have no problem with it as mayor. I think you should at least have two terms. I think you should give some, so you keep some consistency on the boards. You know, you hate to have it where you don't have some experienced people. I think it's important to have some experienced people on the boards. Because if you make it for one, I don't know if you'd make it for both zoning and planning. You know, it's something to think about.
Yeah, but I wouldn't think just one term.
No, yeah, two probably, yeah.
Four or five, six terms.
Correct.
How many years, what's the length of their term?
That term is 6 years.
On the Planning Commission?
Yeah.
Wow. Whether they want to even keep that long.
Yeah. Unless, it doesn't mean you could change the term, too. Maybe you want to make the term 4 years and make it two, and then you end up with 8 years instead of 12. You could do that, too. Yeah. You know. We'll have to see. I know in years past, for what just talking about why they had long terms and stuff, they didn't have as many volunteers. You know, it seems like we have an interest. More people want to be on the two boards, so this would be a good time. Before it was because they didn't have as much interest. Most people, when they had openings, sometimes they wouldn't even get an application, so the person would take it again. That's kind of how it's evolved. But things change, so we need to change too. So,
what is like this, 4 years or 2 years on the zoning board?
I think zoning is four, but let me find that out for sure, okay. Jennifer. One is six and one is four, and I thought that, let's see here. Planning is six. No, zoning 6-2. I have it right in front of me. What am I thinking? I printed it off. 6 years for zoning and 6 years for planning. So they're both 6 years. So we can look at that. Are we interested in having, well, we can talk about it. You can let me know whether you want it for the next COW meeting. I mean, but we'll move forward with getting it in the journal, the December journal, and then if we can get it in probably the December aisle too, and then we'll put it on the website too, post it so everybody can see it. And Mike did a great job. Like he said, it's good. He's, you know, he always says he's retired, but we all know Mike's never retired. He's always doing many things. So, but he needs to take some time for himself too. So, anybody else have anything under other business? Good. Residents good. Anything? Okay. Do I have a motion for adjournment?
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to make a motion to adjourn
to
the meeting of November 12th.
Is there a second?
Second.
I'll let you take the...
Okay, COW meeting is adjourned.
No, sorry. The vote.
Oh, sorry, yes, let's do a roll call.
That's an easy one.
That is an easy one. All right. Councilwoman Allen?
Yes.
Brenner Miller?
Yes.
Councilman Linville?
Yes.
Councilwoman Terlowski?
Yes.
Councilman Nielsen?
Yes.
Councilman Spitznagel?
Yes.
Law Director Montello?
No, he don't have to vote, so he's good.
I'll say yes, though.
Yeah. Meeting adjourned at 8:28 p.m. Thank you, everybody. Be safe. Let's see. Thank you.